It's time to jump out of bed, throw on a pot of coffee, and strap on the good old tool belt. You're tuned to Arizona's favorite home improvement resource. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
That's a toe-tapping home improvement tune right there, isn't it? I can just picture caulking and putting up baseboard and setting some new shelves. How about that? That's what we do at Rosie on the House. And we take your calls at 1-888-767-4348. You trying to get something tackled around the house like Thelma in Tucson trying to waterproof her fountain? We can take care of that. Or Rocky and Mesa had a leaky window? We can take care of that. And we can take care of whatever project you're trying to tackle as well. But don't call about painting. Not until 10 o'clock.
We will have
the man.
Hey, I have an intro for you.
What?
I have a new intro for you.
Does it have to do with pumpkins?
Not yet.
Okay.
But we're here to put a tap in your toe, a skip in your step.
Okay.
A smile on your face.
Yes.
Right here at Rosie's place.
Who came up?
That was compliments of one of our callers. Isn't that cute?
Oh, one of our callers thinks we need to change our tagline, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Isn't that cute? I also got another caller. He was hungry for pumpkin after all our conversation.
How could anybody be hungry for
now,
pumpkin?
Now, in Tucson, at Trader Joe's, they are having a pumpkin palooza this week.
Where?
In Tucson, at Trader Joe's. He got a flyer in his mail. It was Charles. He called us. He read me the whole flyer, all the good things you could get with pumpkin. Pumpkin palooza.
I just have never developed a taste. I am still dry heaving over the pumpkin ravioli.
So good. I bet they have pumpkin soap, Rosie.
Maybe.
Maybe they,
not in my shower. Oh, pumpkin palooza at Trader Joe's in Tucson.
That's right.
Boy, now that's an event. There you go.
Yes. And actually, some of the things that are going on this weekend, if you don't do it this weekend, you're not going to get it done, because we're even, Arizona Farm Bureau is even at Boo at the Zoo, at the Phoenix Zoo. We take a little bit of the farm and we bring it to the zoo. And also we make it very educational for the young children and parents. We're all young at heart
that come
up to the booth. So we're everywhere. And the big question I have for Romy.
Yes.
Are you going to get your kids to one of these fall festivals?
I am. We're actually going. We were going to do it today after the broadcast, but we have a friend's event tomorrow in Cave Creek. So, depending on what we're feeling like, there's a couple. Now, you kind of put me on the spot. Neither one of them are on your list. We had mentioned the McDonald Ranch.
Yes.
Leaving Cave Creek, that would just be an easy one coming down Scottsdale to hit that one, but probably not a full-on farm. But there's another one at the Pioneer Living Museum on I-17. North of Happy Valley, south of Anthem.
And it probably would give some really neat historical insights, too.
It is. It may not be it's not a farm, but they do have a great Western town. They've got an old jailhouse. They have a bank.
That's where he was married.
Oh, and okay.
He got married in the chapel.
So there's some sentimental value there,
yes.
Too.
So we'll probably end up at the Pioneer Living Museum tomorrow after our friend Chad Stringfellow's little memorial service in Cave Creek.
Oh, okay, neat. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
make a full day out of it.
We'll have these farms for you next year.
Hey, you know, I'm thinking, I've been trying to get down to Apple Annie's. I've got some friends that used to farm on Buckeye and 67th Avenue that have been in Wilcox on the Kansas Settlement Road for the last seven or eight years.
You know the Harts.
Yes.
And I'm every year, I'm going to make it down. We're going to take the kids and we're going to load up on apples at Apple Annie's. And we finally get to a weekend. We don't have anything and we can go. And like, do you really want to drive 4 hours to Wilcox today? No, not me. Nah, maybe next week. So, but we're gonna make it a habit to visit a different one of these each year.
Oh, good.
Well,
good.
Boy, you asked me if I don't like pumpkin. What is my holiday tradition? My holiday tradition are Jennifer's and Baby K's butter roasted seasoned pecans.
Mine too. I love them.
I could eat 10 pounds of those and never take a tablespoon of pumpkin.
When you guys sent me home a jar over the holidays, I didn't even share them with my family.
Yeah, they're pretty good, aren't they?
Shh, don't tell anybody.
Speaking of travel in Arizona, of course, we were down in Tucson last weekend for the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association. And, of course, Romy had to get home and feed the horses, and Jennifer had to get home and take care of our 17-year-old Carol Grace. So that left Rosie at the convention center to break down the entire home show booth by himself, loaded in the trailer. It's okay. I handled it. I got it. So I decided to treat myself to a fine dinner in Tucson. And
what, finer than the one we had? Well, I guess that'd have been Friday night at the Congress Hotel.
That was pretty good at the Cafe Cup.
I don't remember the name. It was right there at the Congress Hotel.
Yeah, that was a good dinner. But I went to a restaurant on Oracle right near to where I was staying, and it's called Mr. On's, and it was Teppan steak and sushi, and I had one of the finest filet mignons with shrimp. Sushi, that was a fine meal. Then coming home,
I don't see you eating shrimp sushi. That surprises me.
That was good,
especially because you don't like pumpkin.
Then coming home. Now you
kind
got
the same
a lot
texture.
Of the Farm Bureau has a lot of members in the Casa Grande area.
We do.
Have you ever joined any of them at the Old Town Big House Cafe in Casa Grande?
Not at the Big House Cafe, but about every other place in Casa Grande.
You have got to go eat at cafe. It is absolutely unbelievable. I had a brisket, a smoked brisket patty melt sandwich that I would drive back to Casa Grande just to have that sandwich again.
Well, I've gone to Casa Grande just for B. Dillon's.
Dillon's is closed on Monday, so I had to find another place.
That's why you found
that's right. That's
hilarious.
How I found that place. And if you have any interest in traveling Arizona, you can do that with your friends here at Rosie on the House by going to rosieonthehouse.com. You're going to see a tab across the top of our webpage called Travel Arizona Register to Win. It is an Arizona staycation sponsored by Sanderson Ford. And we have lodging partners located all over the state. We have the Copper Queen down in Bisbee. We've got lodging in Tucson. We've got lodging in Jerome. As a matter of fact, the Reardon House is in this month's Arizona Highways Magazine, and that's one of our lodging partners. We've got lodging partners in Sedona, the Quality M Plus of Sedona. And we had unbelievable pictures from the last guest that was there, and right out of the balcony, you've got some unbelievable views. But one of my favorite lodging partners that we have is the Molly Butler Lodge in Greer. And that's just like staying in history. And it's also been recognized as one of Arizona's top 25 restaurants in all of Arizona by Arizona Highways. There are items on the menu that actually come from the White House cookbook from when President Truman stayed there.
Wow.
So
that's like World War II.
So
that's history.
They've got a lot. I mean, John Wayne's been there. Zane Grey's been there. It is like staying in history. Their prime rib dinner is one to drive all the way there for that. So we're always happy to have lodging partners like Molly Butler Lodge. I can remember the last time I was there, I was sitting on the patio watching the Hot Shots finish putting out the Rodeo Cheneskai Farm.
Wow. You got to go there to eat good food and a little bit of history.
And a little bit of history, absolutely. So register for the Arizona staycation right there at Rosie on the House. It's the only place available in the entire world where you can get it. We'll let you go to Sanderson Ford and pick out any one of the cars they have in the demo lot. Take your choice. Jennifer throws a gas card on the dashboard so it doesn't cost you a dime. We find out where you want to go. And we arrange the lodging and the food. We'll also put a beautiful gift basket in there from the Soretta Candy Company, and you will have a blast. It is your own vacation. You customize for yourself, and it costs you nothing. And that's your reward for listening to Rosie on the House. It gives you the free time to go experience Arizona.
And if you're looking to get out this weekend and experience something, especially a fall festival, you know, it doesn't have to be. You could make a road trip out of it, no matter where you are, all the way up from, what do you say, Dad, from Apple Annie's and Cochise up to Freeman's and Chino Valley. That's every bit of 5 hours. So you could make a whole road trip weekend out of it if you'd like to explore something new. There's a widespread of variety for you there. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com. We shared the link from Friends of Farm Bureau with that list of the farms we talked about today. Let's bring Frank into the conversation. Talk about Flagstone.
Welcome, from Scottsdale.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Really enjoy your show.
Hey, great, man. Appreciate it. We try our best.
I have, for a long time, I've been, maybe they don't make it, but I'm looking for a product for Flagstone, a sealer, that would darken it or make it look like it does right after it rains.
Mm-hmm.
I know the wet look, but that's the shiny product. Not interested in that so much, but I was wondering if there is a company that does it or a product available that would do that.
Yeah. Where in Scottsdale are you, bud?
I'm actually in Ahwatukee.
Oh, okay.
And I have like 6,000 square feet of it in my backyard.
Holy moly! Well, now
that's a whole backyard.
That's
about half of it, but yeah, it's a lot of flagstone.
And do you want to do this yourself?
I would prefer not to.
Okay.
I would rather have a company do it, but if it's only available through a product, that's fine. I could get a couple of my buddies and
after football season, of course. I will tell you, Frank, that there are products available to do what you want to do. And flagstone really should be sealed, because if it's not, it actually kind of flakes off in little chips as it rains and it's exposed to the weather. But you need to know this. On a 6,000 square foot flagstone exposed deck, you're not going to get away with just doing this once. You are going to be creating a maintenance regimen. And I'm thinking you do have it professionally done the first time. Let them clean it really good. Get off any effervescence that may be in the grout or on the stone, around the edges where the sprinkler irrigation system absorbs into the edge of the stone. Get all of that off. Get it sealed real good. And then at that point, maybe you can lean on your buddies in the future. It's probably going to take I'm going to guess for the first few years, it's going to be about every 6 months. You're going to need to hit it again and hit it again.
Especially traffic areas, anywhere that there's furniture, if you're eating outside around the tables.
Yeah.
Definitely there. In the South and Southeast Valley at Rosie on the House all the way to Maricopa, we have CYC Landscaping. You can find it at rosieonthehouse.com. The Whitland Brothers, Chris and Mark, give them a ring.